From Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, we have Blaze Jenkins and Shay Lynn here. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you both here. I'm going to start with you, Shay Lynn. Tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and where you go to school, whatever you'd like to talk about.
Okay. Well, I'm from Pittsburgh, and I grew up on the South Side. And the school I go to is City Charter High School. And I was in Big Brothers and Big Sisters for at least like 3 or 4 years now with Blaze.
That's a long time. And is there anybody you'd like to give a shout out or say hello to?
I say hello to everybody.
Terrific.
Family, friends, everybody.
Excellent. And we'll meet Blaze in just a second. Now we're going to turn to Blaze, and Blaze is with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. How long have you two been matched?
We've been matched almost 5 years now, I believe. Four, maybe four.
And during
lose count.
I always like to go back to the original meeting. I'm sure you guys remember it. How was it?
We were matched actually in our state-based program. We're at Schiller School, so that was when you were in, I think, what was it?
Sixth grade.
Yeah, and so we were matched through that program, and I don't know, we just clicked, so we decided that once that was over, we wanted to stay together, so we became matched through Big Brothers Big Sisters community-based program, so I get to pick her up, and we get to do fun things like this.
So I'm glad this is fun. I think it is fun. Do you want to, what would you like, we could talk about anything. I can ask you lots of questions about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, but what are you into, Shay Lynn? What do you like to do?
Well, I like to just hang out with friends, and I just really like just hanging out with friends and relaxing and going out to eat and stuff like that.
What neighborhood do you live in now?
I live in Wilkinsburg.
Oh, I love Wilkinsburg. You mentioned growing up
on the
South
Side. Yeah.
Wilkinsburg. I think is really a lot of great things are happening there lately. And I spent a lot of time growing up in Wilkinsburg. Yeah, I didn't live there, but I grew up in Churchill, and I always took the bus to Wilkinsburg because that's about what you could do as a kid growing up in Churchill, and a lot of fun. You're in 10th grade at City High. Is this your second year there, or?
Yeah, I'm in 10th grade.
Okay, and how was that transition? Because City High is quite the place. I mean,
yes.
Pittsburgh Schiller is a great school too, but City High, you've got a year-round program among other things. Can you explain what it's like for people that have no idea?
Well, it's a good school. It's challenging, and I think challenging because their theme, like their very business formal type of thing, and they really push you probably more than what you've been pushed in middle school. And I think the challenge of it is, since I went to Schiller and I have like a hard time independently trying to think for myself and pushing myself farther. So when I went to Schiller, it was good. It helped me, but I sort of wasn't independent on pushing myself as much. But when I went to City High, it's a good school. Like, they really pushed me to start thinking for myself and, like, to open my mind, be open-minded and learning. And it's not easy because, like, I'm like a slow thinker at times when it comes to academics, but it was good. It's good now. It's really helped me a lot.
That's remarkable, your observations there, because most people are not, you demonstrated self-awareness, I guess, knowing, and I don't know you well enough, you seem very poised and very much of a quick thinker. But if that's something you want to work on, it's pretty cool to be able to know that and understand that. How did you figure that out?
I think for me, it's like I sort of know what I need help with. and I know what I want to do in my future. So to be able to I think the teachers were sort of surprised by that too, because they have to like open kids up, but I was already opened up and I knew what I needed help with. So they were able to help me more. So yeah, they were able to help me, and it helped me a lot because they were helping me exactly what I need help with, and then they were showing me more things that I probably didn't realize I needed help with.
That's awesome. And Blaise, it looks like you were going to offer an observation.
Oh, no. She's very mature, and she's probably, yes, you are. she does. She realizes a lot of things that I think most students and teenagers her age don't. She thinks very differently. She really thinks about her future, and she thinks about her surroundings, and she thinks about the people around her. She's probably one of the most respectable and caring people I know. You heard how when you asked her to say hello to somebody, she just said everyone. She doesn't single anyone out. So she's definitely knows what she wants. We talk about it a lot, and it's just nice to watch her grow into a woman, basically.
Who has influenced you to become the person you are?
Okay, well, I would love to tell you. What really influenced me is I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and that really that plays a big role part of my life because it gave me structure. It gave me helped me think more about things, and it really, really matured me. So I think that's a definitely big influence. And then I had a lot of encouraging older friends, and they really helped me to think more and, you know, to grow into the mature person I am now.
Wow. And who else is in your family?
And my mom, my dad sat, my mom sat. Like, everybody just helped me. They were always here for me, and I always appreciated. And I think that's what, because I grew up around older ones, so they really, you know, when you grow up around older ones, you get a chance to see more things than probably kids just sticking with kids, so.
If you could change something, anything, in a positive way, does anything come right to mind, things that you might want to see differently than they are now?
For myself or?
For yourself, for the world, really for anything. I'm not sure how I would answer that mm-hmm. question. I have a few thoughts, but I don't want to change yours.
I think I would want to change. Well, for me personally, I want to be more open-minded. I feel like I am, but I just want to see more things, do more things, and yeah, see more things, do more things. And then for people outside, I guess everybody just finding who you are, being positive, and yeah.
Yeah, I think being positive is something I would think about, and also understanding other people's points of view. I think sometimes people don't think about that. Do you have favorite subjects at City High that you especially like?
My favorite subject is history and English.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun. And I think what really makes it fun is the teachers. And I'm going to shout out Mr. Berger, Mr. Luff, Mr. Wood, Mr. K. They're really good teachers. They make it so fun. And I think if you come to City High, and Mr. B and the rest of the teachers, but when you come to City High, the teachers make it fun. Like, they make you want to learn more.
I was wowing at history because that was the subject, yeah, and Blaise is shaking her head too. That was the subject I now appreciate, but when I was in school, I was a very good student, but I could not connect with history mm-hmm. whatsoever.
I agree.
You had that yes. same issue?
Yes.
Now, do you like to write?
Yeah.
You mentioned English, or do you prefer, you know, reading?
I like doing both. You know, whenever I'm in the mood to do both, I like doing anyone comes to mind.
Have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older? I have to imagine you probably have.
We were just having this conversation out there. I said, what are you going to tell him if he asks you what you're going to do when you get older? Because we talk yeah. about it quite often, but I feel like this was the first time she actually like had this answer that I was like, that's a yeah,
just
that's
because,
for you. That's
just because
you.
We're on the radio, we're not going to hold you accountable to this.
I might.
Well, I was telling Blaise, I want to be a missionary, you know, for my religion. And a skill that I do have, I like doing hair. So what I'm going, I think I'm going to try to do is do cosmetology for a little while, and so I can at least build on the skill that I already have, and then be a missionary so I can still, you know, make a couple of dollars doing hair, but still doing what I really love to do, which is preaching.
That's great. Do you preach now? Or mm-hmm. And how long have you done that?
I've done it since I was a while. I can't think of the years. But yeah, I've done it for a while, and I recently just got baptized. So it's like the same experience, but then again, a better experience, because I really just sat here and dedicated myself to something amazing. So
yeah. It explains in part why you're so poised. When I was your age, believe it or not, even though I'm doing what I do now, I would have been very nervous about doing something like that. It takes a lot of confidence. Blaze, what do you two like to do together?
We talk a lot between the two of us. Actually, we like to go and see different parts of the city. I'm not originally from Pittsburgh. I'm actually from Newcastle, so not that far. I guess I claim Pittsburgh all the time. But I moved out here about 4 years ago. And honestly, with working, I've not had the chance to see a lot of the city in certain ways. So we go see a lot of different areas and eat. Eat at a lot of places. We love to go and eat. But mostly like to talk. Recently we've been talking about starting to go running. I run. She wants to come running with me. So that's something new we're going to do together. A bunch of different things. But mostly when we get together, we just talk a lot and catch up. That's really it, because this is new. I mean, we've only been matched a year outside of the site-based programming, so it's a little different than meeting in the school. So we're still kind of getting acclimated to the things that we can do and like to do, just experiencing things together.
Yeah, we just like to hang out.
We do. Yeah. We're friends. It's what we are.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, Shaylin and Blaze are here from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and you have an interesting story because your match originally was a program at Pittsburgh Schiller 4 years ago or so, and Blaze, you were serving as a mentor as part of that program and probably only saw Shaylin somewhat infrequently and only for a little slice of time, right?
It was an hour once a week on Wednesdays, I believe. I think I remember that. Wednesdays during her lunchtime. And the site-based program's kind of more structured. So there's somebody there from Big Brothers Big Sisters who kind of gives you things to talk about. So we talked about goals. We would talk about the Pittsburgh Promise. And I remember one of the happiest moments was when we had talked about her going to high school. Scary and happy because we were talking about her moving into high school. And so for a lot of the schools, you have to apply. And I'm like, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? And this is all something new to me as well. I didn't know that was what happened. She had her City High application in, but she didn't know if that was going to work out, and that was her top choice. And then we were doing her application for SciTech. Her and I were writing, so speaking of the writing, I was thinking about that as you were talking. We were writing the essays for that, and I was trying to help her prepare, and then the one day she comes in and she goes, guess what? And I said, what? And she goes, I got accepted to City High. And I think I tell that story all the time because it was just the happiest moment to know that it worked and it happened and she's where she wants to be and moving on up. So, so then once we finished there, we didn't want to separate. So we decided to do the community-based program, and I get to see her on our own schedule, and we do our own things. And
it's fun.
It's definitely a worthwhile experience.
How do you keep in touch when you're not actually physically together?
Texting, calling. I don't know. We have a good relationship, I think. Really good relationship.
Have you thought about what I'm sure you have about what your life would be like had you not met Blaze?
No, I never really thought about that. I never thought about that.
It probably seems like she's always been there.
Do you ever have one of those friends that, like, you know, you can pick up the phone and call, you haven't seen them in years, and you can pick up the phone and call anytime? That's kind of how we are. We pick right back up where we left off all
Pretty
the time.
Much.
You really learn to cherish those. And you two look like you're going to be sisters for life.
based I hope
on
so.
Seeing you. You really do. Well, we have some little gifts for you.
Oh.
Here are my drawer.
Thank you.
We have a radio patch for each of you. As a
Thank you.
Symbol of being here today, and we have some Saturday Light Brigade stickers, which you can, you know, put on something you like or just, you know, put it up in public somewhere. And somewhere in this drawer of things, I have a pass. I always like to be sure that I give you one that has not expired. We'll make sure we get you the right one for the Children's Museum. You've got, Ricky has those. Oh, I have them. Well, I'll fumble with that a little
bit
later. Oh, here they are. She put them, that's why I can't find them. They're in an envelope. Normally they're in a messy place. 2017. And I know the museum is, you know, there's a lot of things for younger kids here, but the make shop is something I think you'd really like. There's a 3D printer. There's a sewing machine, an industrial type sewing machine, soldering and stuff. Or you can come back sometime whenever you'd like to, but we just wanted to be sure, you know, that you're welcome here to visit.
Thank you.
Anything else either of you would like to say? Oh, we should talk about what's new at Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Awesome.
My goodness.
Of course.
I almost forgot.
I should say, though, I was matched with Shaylin before I even started at Big Brothers, Big Sisters. So that's how much I love this program and how much I know that it works.
What were you doing beforehand?
I was working at United Way. Actually, that's how I got introduced to the program, through the Be a Middle School Mentor. And then I truly believe in this program, obviously. I get to see the wonderful lives that it changes and hear the stories, and it's amazing. But with that being said, we're actually in our Bowl for Kids Sake season. So our largest annual fundraiser is Bowl for Kids Sake. It's a national fundraiser. We do ours here in Greater Pittsburgh during the month of March and into April. We hold 6 bowling events. It's a peer-to-peer fundraising event. You get a team of 6 people together. You fundraise money through an online site or offline, or hold little events to raise that money. Great for coworkers to get together, companies to get involved, friends, family. We have matches that will fundraise and come out and bowl together. And it's just a day of celebration. Well, 6, because we have 6 events. A lot of fun ones that range from family-friendly to we have our YPO, our Young Professional Board, hosts a midnight bowl. And you fundraise money to help support the agency, to help support the programs, and you come out and bowl and celebrate for a really great time, and get to see the work that people do and get to share with the community things that people want to do and make a difference. And so it's a really, really fun event. So if you want more information, feel free to go onto the Big Brothers Big Sisters website. It's bbbspgh.org, and you can go into events and check out bowling. You would actually contact me because I actually run the bowling event, but I can honestly say it's one of our funnest events, and all of the money raised stays here within Greater Pittsburgh to help support our programming.
Now, are either of you bowlers?
No, and you don't. That's the thing. You do not have to be a good bowler to be there. Most people who attend are not, actually. There's bumpers, so we're good. Shaylin's going to come out and help me this year, though, so she's looking forward to it.
That's great. Yeah. The nice thing about bowling is it's still fun. Whether you're a great bowler or not,
yes.
You know, put on the funny shoes and roll the ball and have a good time.
It really is a good time.
Again, it's bbbspgh.org if you would like to learn more from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Shaylin, I can't wait to see you. I was going to say in 5 years, but I'd like to see you sooner than that. You're always welcome here.
Thank you.
And it's really great to hear you talking about what you're up to. And I can tell you're going to have a lot of success. You're a good
role model
for people, both boys and girls younger than you, to just see how well you've thrived.
Thank
you for being here. And anything
you.
Else either of you would like to add?
I'd like to ask you a question.
Sure.
What made you decide to do this as your career?
That's a great question. Well, first thing I'll tell you is I've kind of had 2 careers. I have a degree in engineering and worked as an environmental engineer for about 25 years. But I started doing this when I was about your age. I was 13. And my interest was always in giving voice to other people, trying to help other people be heard. And that still is my strongest interest today. I told you I was really nervous if I were to speak in front of other people. Well, when I was 13, 14, 15, you know, the microphone in front of me was not here. It would be me as a geeky little boy running all of these controls so that you could be on the air. And as time went on, I started to do what I'm doing here. But the main focus is to try to create an environment where other people's voices can be heard. And then I'm almost done. It's not my whole life story. We decided to create studios here in the Children's Museum. And around that time, I decided that maybe a better use of whatever time I have left on Earth would be doing this full time as opposed to engineering, just because it was getting hard to do both.
Yeah.
No one's asked me that. Thank you. That was a nice question.
She's very thoughtful.
I hope I answered it okay.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Anything I hope.
You have the approval.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I'm not one that likes to talk about myself that much. But anything else you wanted to mention, Blaze?
No, I think that's it. We would love to have more people come out and bowl. Come see Jalen and I at the bowling alley. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But we were so thankful to be here. Thank you for having us, and we hope to be back.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. And more information about Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is available. Just go to bbbspgh.org.